Shalom, this is Billy Brim and
Shelley Brim Baggett.
And we're here today talking about, I think, the Holy Ghost.
Yes, the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost. And I was telling about this meeting that we were just in. You were there too.
Yes.
And I came in to every year they have at EMIC, Eagle Mountain International Church, they have the Days of Refreshing. Every year, Brother Keith Moore preaches first half of the week. I preach the last half. So I had been to New York City, and I came in on Tuesday evening. I heard him Tuesday evening and Wednesday morning. The Lord had waked him on Monday morning at 3 o'clock in the morning and changed his message to basically what's written in Hebrews chapter 3, "Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts." And he preached on how important it is that we do not harden our hearts so that we can hear God. And he preached on humility.
Yes.
And he preached on suffering.
Yes.
That even Christians suffer.
That's right.
He said, no, we don't have to suffer like sickness and disease. That's not required of us. But we suffer persecution.
Right.
And it strengthens us.
Yes.
And then he talked about judging your mouth and what you say and how that evil words can grieve the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And it was just a time really of repenting. And it was the time on the Hebrew calendar, though Keith didn't know it, of those days when they, the new year, which was September 18th this year, until 10 days later, which is the Day of Atonement, those 10 days, they are really searching their hearts for God. But actually, they're searching their hearts 30 days before. Because those 30 plus 10 days from New Year's to the 10th day, the Day of Atonement, that's 10 days. But 30 days before 30 plus 10 is 40.
Right.
So Moses was up there after they had committed that terrible sin of the golden calf. And he had gone back and he had interceded before God for them. And God had given him the written Torah, the written commandments the second time. And when he came back down the hill, it was the Day of Atonement.
Okay.
So, of course, you know that that's the day the high priest goes in.
Right.
And that has just passed this past weekend, the Day of Atonement. And they're getting ready now for the Feast of Tabernacles and Sukkot and Happy Times. But when Keith was preaching these things, he never alluded to it. But it was definitely the time of looking into your heart and inspecting yourself. Well, when I got there, the Lord had told me to preach on hearing God. And I talked right here on this radio how God has been leading me into this. The listening side of prayer. We talked about George Washington Carver. You did too. And how that he would sit every morning before the Lord and listen and get his orders for the day. I talked about that, how you have to listen to God, how God awakens your ear to hear him. What will awaken that ear? And then we hear him in the Word. The number one way we hear God is in the Word, the written Word. If it's written down here in the Word, that's God talking.
Yes.
He's put his thoughts on paper. And so we read it there. And that's the number one way. And it is the way of guiding any other way that we might hear from God. But you can hear from God through prophets, real ones. Brother Hagin was a real one.
Right.
And Brother Wiseman that we've been talking about is a real prophet.
Yes.
You can hear God in your own prayer life.
Right.
When you're speaking with tongues and you interpret.
Mm-hmm.
And so I taught on that all the week. And eventually we got in the week down to how you can hear God when you have like a believer's meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And God speaks, and we speak in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, and we speak under the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, we had a meeting. You might want to turn, go to emic.com or whatever, .org, and go to the archives and get September 18, because we had a Holy Ghost meeting down there. The atmosphere had been prepared through Brother Keith's teaching. And then through our teaching that we can hear from God.
Mm-hmm.
And then we announced, now, September 18, which is Rosh Hashanah, It is the New Year's. It's the God New Year. He doesn't go by the Gregorian calendar. It's off anyway. Mm-hmm. But he goes by the God calendar that's given us in Leviticus chapter 23. And that evening, Phil was there, Phil Driscoll, and we had the blowing of trumpets, and we had the most amazing Holy Ghost meeting. And we're going to talk about that meeting that we had next week. Let's read that in Ephesians. Now, let's just take a little look here at Ephesians, because we're going to go more Monday. Don't you fail to listen in Monday, because Monday we're going to be sharing with you from an article by W.I. Evans called Abandoned to the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Don't you want to be abandoned to the Holy Spirit? Mm-hmm. He said that's the only way you can be a normal Christian. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if we're totally ruling ourselves, we're right. intimidated by self, and God can't get the best out of us. He got the best out of Jesus when the dove came upon him
right.
and lifted him up. And he's going to get the best out of us when the dove comes upon us and lifts us up in Holy Ghost power. But let's look at Ephesians. Let's go to Ephesians. And then next week, you be here on Monday. Ephesians chapter 5. And in the book of Ephesians, Paul does what the Jews do. He gives those wonderful doctrines of the first three chapters. And then ending chapter 3, unto him be glory in the church of Christ, by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. High and lofty doctrine. Mm-hmm. And then chapter 4, he tells you how you walk it out. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. And this is very Jewish. The Jewish word for walk is holek, and they have something called halakha. Mm-hmm. And the halakha means how you walk it.
Okay.
You know, here they have all
directions.
Those. Yeah. How to walk mm-hmm. out this great truth of the word. So mm-hmm. they've got the written word here. And then they have the oral halakha, which also they got from Moses. Mm-hmm. You don't eat blood. But here's how, then Moses told him in the oral law, but here's how you slaughter the animal so there won't be any blood mm-hmm. in it. So Paul's a Jew. And the Holy Ghost, and Jesus was Jewish.
Right.
And the Holy Ghost said through Paul, chapter 4, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith mm-hmm. you're called. Mm-hmm. You're called unto glory. Mm-hmm. You're called to the right hand of the Father.
Right.
But you've got to walk that out here on the earth.
Exactly.
And just start reading there.
Okay. I don't have the King James.
Okay. Chapter 4, verse mm-hmm. 2 right
I have
here.
I have the Greek.
Well, that's okay. Here. We don't care. Start with chapter 2. Let's see how we said it.
Okay.
With verse 2.
Okay.
Chapter 4, verse 2.
It says,
we'll start with verse 1.
Okay, it says, I beg of you, please, therefore, I, the prisoner in the Lord, order your behavior in a manner worthy of the divine summons with which you were called, with very lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, doing your best to safeguard the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
Great, Shelley. Now let's go on over to verse 23.
Okay, verse
23. Or verse 22.
And verse.
And remember, she's reading Weiss. This will give us a new little look at this.
Uh-huh, the Weiss.
Mm-hmm. He was a Greek, very much Greek scholar.
But as for you, not in this matter did you learn the Christ, since indeed as it is the case you heard and in him were taught, just as truth is in Jesus, that you have put off once for all with reference to your former manner of life, the old self, who is being corrupted according to the passionate desires of deceit. Moreover, that you are being constantly renewed with reference to the spirit of your mind, and that you have put on once for all the new self, who after God was created in righteousness and holiness of truth. Wherefore, having put off the lie once for all, be speaking truth each with his neighbor, because we are members belonging to one another. And then it talks about being constantly angry with a righteous indignation and stop sinning. I think that's interesting there.
Yeah, it says in the King James, be ye angry, but sin not.
Right, but here it says, have a righteous indignation against sin.
Mm-hmm. And then let not the sun
go down upon your
wrath.
Right.
Verse 27, neither give place to the devil.
Right. Here it says, and stop giving an occasion or an opportunity to the devil.
All right. Now, Keith preached a lot on this in talking about humbling yourself to God, not being lifted up in pride, keeping that tender heart. And one of the ways that you do it is you don't give any occasion to the devil.
Mm-hmm.
You don't let him in there to give an occasion.
Right.
All right. Verse 29.
Okay. It's a little different. They've done it in paragraphs. What's the first word in your King James?
Let no corrupt communication.
Okay. Here it says, every word that is rotten and unfit for use, let it not be proceeding out of your mouth. But whatever is good and suitable for edification with respect to the need, in order that it may impart grace to the hearers. And stop grieving the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed with a view to the day of redemption.
All right, now, remember that it said over there in Hebrews, hard today, harden not your heart.
Uh-huh.
If you will hear
yes,
my voice, harden not your heart. I was grieved with that generation back in the wilderness. So here it says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth,
mm-hmm.
but that which is the good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God.
They're related.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So speaking out of our mouths, he's speaking to born again Christians.
Right.
But it still matters.
Yes, it does.
We can't have rotten communication out
no.
of our mouth. These things give a place to the devil,
mm-hmm.
and they grieve the Holy Spirit.
Yes, they do.
But then it says, and we have to read this, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Verse 32, remember Keith's teaching on being not hard-hearted.
Right.
But it says in verse 32, King James, be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted,
mm-hmm.
forgiving one another.
Mm-hmm.
Even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. How
yes.
does that we say in Weast?
And becoming kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, even as and just as also God in Christ forgave you. Becoming therefore imitators of God. So to become imitator of God is forgiveness and
uh-huh.
tender-heartedness. As children beloved, and be ordering your behavior within the sphere of love. Even as Christ also loved you and gave himself up in our behalf and
okay.
in our stead.
All right. Now, here we see that we are told we can be tender-hearted
mm-hmm.
by forgiving one another
right.
and being kind.
That's how you do
and
it.
And that won't grieve the Spirit.
Right.
And then the Spirit can have full force and he can guide us
That's
and
right.
lead us like
That's
he
right.
did Jesus. Keith preached that in that meeting. Now we're going to talk about what happened next week. This is Billy Brim and Shelley
Brim-Baggett.
Saying, this time we say, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Go to church on Sunday and be blessed and have peace.